what does it mean to be an Alice household versus a household in poverty? What's the difference?
These are really the working families that are working really hard, right? But they're falling short every day because they don't make enough wages. They're considered above the poverty level, but just not able to meet those basic household expenses, such as housing and transportation, whereas those in poverty are those that make under the level to actually meet their basic needs. So they're underwater, as opposed to Alice families working really hard but falling short because there's an emergency comes up, or that there's inflation, or that there's a rise in cost of living. Alice households exist across all living arrangements. And it could be the single adult who's earning that less than the $15 to $20 an hour. It could be the elderly adult who's not able to live on their own, so now they have roommates or they're living with their children.
Why are more people having trouble making ends meet while employed?
So the cost of living for families in the state of Florida has increased by 15% statewide between 2010 and 2016. We are outpacing the country, so the cost of living is outpacing the rate of inflation. But the challenge in the state of Florida, I would say two-thirds of the families earn under $20 an hour, and three-fourths of them actually earn less than $15 an hour. So many of these families are not positioned to be financially stable. In Broward County alone, a family of four would need to earn $35 an hour just to be able to be financially stable and save just a little bit for emergencies.
How much of an impact does housing have on Alice households?
It has a huge impact. When we look at the Alice report, it states that the basic household survival budget in the category of housing for a single adult, they would be able to pay $764 per month. However, you're really hard-pressed to find housing in that cost range. On average, when you're looking at a single adult who is in need of housing, you would be looking for a unit in terms of availability that would cost between $1,100 to $1,200 a month. A large percentage of families, especially Alice families, who earn less than that $20 an hour or $15 an hour, are spending more than 30% of their income to support their housing needs.
In Miami-Dade County, there's an even higher percentage of households that fall into the Alice category, 59%. What factors are unique to Broward County, and what factors are rising across all of South Florida?
What's unique to Broward County is that the percentage of Alice households in Broward County actually increased. The unemployment rate in Broward County has decreased. It's actually lower than the state and lower than the national average. However, we've seen an increase in the number of Alice families by 6% in Broward County. So what that tells us is that families are working, but again, the wages are stagnant or they are behind. Everyone can be Alice. No one's exempt. It's really being in a position of not having enough finances to meet your basic needs.